which is overseas, and Mr. Palsa will is acting as the DG and leading the delegation. Mr. Palsa, you are welcome. And can I invite you to address us? Maybe introduce your team. Our team is not very small. And some other people who are hiding themselves is pretending to be very serious. It's fine. But please. And other thing, honored members, I'm informed that the budget, not the budget, the presentation has been updated. The, maybe before you come in, Mr. Park, I think the reason why we invited you, you know, we don't want to invite you every day, but we're going to thank God. I can bet that you might be a candidate for invitation for third quarter. Because the third quarter to us is very important in terms of seeing what is going to happen later. But now, the reason that we invited you is that you are applying for rollovers. That's one thing, but now besides rollovers, is your expenditure at 31%. We had a big meeting early this year at the end of the third quarter. Mr. Master, you were assured. I remember you spoke very passionately in that meeting, but look, now there's going to be, you're going to turn things around. You are at 31%. Mama Pandeo. You are at 31%. Now, I guess that Mr. Treasurer is flagging the 31% because according to your projections, you are supposed to be at somewhere else. But yes, so the issue then is saying, why are you at this level of expenditure? I see there's many what you call issues, but if you could try to your presentation, it's not a very short one. I don't know if you'll be able then to just to shorten it, just to touch on the salient, what you call a point that we need to understand. The detail is very important, but our time now is quarter 12. Maybe I'll give you your 20 minutes. That will be fine. I'm sure you can go through the whole so that you don't say that we interfered with your presentation. You can do it the way you want to do it. But I just want to say, Parliament has asked us to tell you that September of 2012 has got only 30 days. Not 31 days. But the request from Parliament until you apply for an extra day in September. But so far, Parliament has not approved that extra day. Mr. Palsa, you are invited.
It's from Parliament, and we've now adjusted it back to 30 days, Chair. Chair, thank you very much. If I could I thank you for the time you've given us, but if I could just introduce the team that I've got here, and I will try not to take too much time about it. You've already referred to the apology from the DG. I've got the CFO with me on my left, Mafna Kubi. On my immediate left, I've got Vincent Bonanno, who's one of my support staff from the office of the COO. On my right, I've got Mari Brizzi, who's currently acting as DDG PNR. Hilhard Muller is ill this week. On the far right, I've got DDG Regions, Mayor Tandeka Mbasa. My apologies, Chair. You've raised this with me before, and I've my sincere apologies for that. That's policy and regulation, branch policy and regulation. And if I could then move to my left again, Chair. On the far left, I've got Mr. Franz Vilkazi, advisor in the office of the minister. Mr. K. Govender, Chief of Staff in the Office of the Minister. Behind me, just over my left shoulder, I've got Mr. Teleni Ndabeni, who is the Director for Recruitment. Teleni, I've got Ero Makaba, the Parliamentary Officer. And then over on my, further over on my left, in the corner there, I've got Acting DDG National Water Resources Infrastructure, and next to her, the Acting CFO for the Water Trading Entity.
And I have covered everyone.
Yeah. She's a DDG for De Werff and Andorni, yes, ma'am. Sir. Yeah. Chair, by way... Just by way of introduction, we have, I'm not going to go through reading the outline, but we've tried to respond to the issues that you raised in the letter of invitation. Just up front, I must indicate, Chair, that yes, we are concerned about the low expenditure at 31%. Ministers also concerned about it, and we certainly in terms of looking at progress and our recovery plans, our management team, entire management team for the department met on the 26th of October, and we've gone through the progress as of the first two quarters, and the branches are presenting their plans to make sure that we utilize the budget. Some of those responses will be covered in the presentation here this morning. I can also just indicate that since the last financial year, Chair, that we have established two committees which are intended to assist us in making sure that we've got better oversight and monitoring of expenditure and implementation of projects. The first one is our Budget Planning Committee, which is chaired by the CFO, and that committee is due to meet next week, Friday, one of the meetings. And the other committee that does some oversight on the implementation of projects is a CAPEX committee. Just in terms of capacity at the top level, in the department, we do still have a number of acting appointments, which I've already touched on one or two of those. We still have an acting DDD Corporate Services. Reason for that is that some disciplinary processes are still being completed, and there are two appointments which two recruitment processes which are quite advanced at the moment, which the Minister is handling, and that's the appointment of the CFO for the Water Trading Entity and also the appointment of a DDD for the Infrastructure Branch. The post for Policy and Regulation, that one is subject to a reorganization in the Department where Policy and Regulation will be split. So until such time as that organizational structure is approved, we will have two acting DDGs there. So, Chair, just that on terms of some of the organizational issues. I'm running through the numbers quite quickly in terms of expenditure, because I'm sure that you've already analyzed these figures. 30% unspent budget, 70% on a straight line. As of 30th of September, we should have been in the order of 50% expenditure. I just showed the expenditure per branch. We have six branches in the department, and that's the expenditure per branch. You'll see that that three of them are looking okay. That's administration sitting at 50%, the order sector management at 48%, and international order cooperation at 3%, and the other three being the areas where we are needing to put in place some recovery plans in terms of making sure that expenditure is met. But the DDGs are with me here this morning. We'll talk to those plans. The next slide just shows that same information in terms of being depicted as per economic classification, starting from a compensation of employers, goods and services, interest on rent and land, financial transfers, transactions and assets and liabilities, transfer and subsidies, and then payment of capital. So we're just giving you that breakdown as well. And then we break it down in terms of budget per program, and in that table share we also indicate the environments, the shifts due to function shifts, and then the declared savings which are reflected in the adjustment the adjustment appropriation bill. So those items, then also the rollovers. So the rollovers of 416 million, the function shifts environments of 8.4 million, the declared savings of 227 million are all reflected in the adjustment appropriation bill, and I will get to those in a little more detail. So you can see just where the breakdown is per program. We then also provide you with a table, which I won't run through, in terms of showing that by economic classification, as we've depicted in the graphs earlier on. Some of the reasons for over-expenditure, I'll do it under expenditure, sorry, I wouldn't mind it was over-expenditure. I will just deal with them on a program basis. Administration, and my apology, we've also added an S to that administration as we added a month to September. My apology for that. We are 50%, so within the acceptable spend level. In terms of program two, water sector management, while we are sitting there at 48%, there are some reasons given there for some of the under expenditure, which is unfilled vacant posts due to the specific requirements of OSD. And in that regard, Minister has given some clear instructions to our HR to look at a parallel stream where we can take on technical staff who don't necessarily meet the OSD requirements. So that's an action which has been taken place. The National Water Resources Strategy, that, Chair, you, I'm sure, aware has been gazetted, and currently we're going through the consultation process, the 90-day consultation process, and workshops are being conducted throughout the country, and we've just come through a number of days of public hearings with the Portfolio Committee here in Parliament. And then, of course, it's the transfer funds to the Nkomati and Breda Overburn catchment management agencies, which will take place in the second half of the financial year. In terms of Program 4, Regional Supports, that's where Mambasa's portfolio, and that's where we are sitting at expenditure at, and I can't see the figure on my, 24%, just thanks for that, 24%. One of the key reasons for the under expenditure there has been around the AMD, and we started with the program of implementing the short and the medium term solutions there. And on the Western Basin, that's been implemented, but the Central and the Eastern Basins, we've only just given the go-ahead to proceed with the awarding of those contracts. The budget for the 2012-13 is in place, so the budget we have there for AMD will be spent. We just have one item which is outstanding, which is the environmental authorization, before we actually start with some of the listed activities. And we are also considering a proposal by TCTA in terms of bridge financing to cover some of the budget shortfalls in the outer years. And the short-term intervention in the Eastern Basin will be dealt with in terms of the long-term feasibility study, Chair.
Excuse me, sir. You're saying where are you awaiting EIA?
Chair, for the Central Basin. Minister has published a Section 110 notice in terms of the National Water Act declaring that works and emergency works, but there's still a process where we've got to get an exemption from through NEMA in terms of doing that work. And we're in right now in a 14-day consultation period before the DG for Environment Affairs will give that that exemption. But we've got all the processes in place, and as soon as we get that exemption, those lists of activities will commence. So the budget that we've got for this year will be expended, Chair. In terms of further on regional implementation support, the water services project, we spent $60 million against a budget of $620 million, which includes the rollover $176 million. These projects are implemented by the infrastructure branch and the water trading entity, and that's part of the responsibility of Mayor Zondile Mate. And the water trading entity, at the moment, if you look at the we run two separate accounts, the one on the BAS system and the other one on SAP, which is our water trading entity, and there's $228 million already spent on those projects, and we've got to transfer that that expenditure into the main account. So it's a matter of carrying all the invoices, and you'll see that expenditure being shown under Program 4 during the second half of the year. The water trading entity has also projected that they require a further $827 million to finalize those projects, which translates into a $200 million shortfall for the current year. So if we indeed have funding on other projects which we aren't able to bring up to the level that we anticipate, we'd be able to expend an additional $200 million through the water trading, through the infrastructure branch on those water, on those projects. So that's one of the activities we have as a backstopper, Chair, against under-expended on our other infrastructure programs. Just continuing, if you have a look at the regional implementation support, they've got by far the biggest part of the department's budget, where they've got where they represent nearly 50% of the department's budget. A large amount of that is in terms of the regional bulk infrastructure grant and the accelerated infrastructure, the accelerated community infrastructure program, as well as the transfers to municipalities. There are a number of delays, which Mayor Mbasa will indicate to you the actions be taken to deal with those. A delayed or slow procurement processes of municipalities, issue which we've discussed with the minister, and ministers give us very clear instructions to start moving projects back from municipalities and getting our own entities to do implementation, and that's a process we're going through. And I can just indicate to you by example, one of those projects is the Sedibeng Regional Bulk Sanitation Project, which is also a project which you will see listed in SIP 18, and it's also a project which has been identified in the President's Special Package in terms of dealing with the injecting or taking steps to improve infrastructure delivery. And that project, we are in the process of appointing Groundwater as an implementing agent. The other progress on some projects delayed due to financial instability of appointed contractors, which for example leads to the issue of notice of cancellation, which we've had to do in terms of the Fabisa, Ntondamieni and Josini projects. And there are also cases where there are litigation, there is litigation which has caused delays. I've deliberately left the names of contractors out there, Chair, because it would just present a problem if I started mentioning specific contractor names. But if you do require that, we can provide that to you outside of the meeting. So the legal implications on those cancellations of one contractor, for example, in the Greatun Bulk Water Supply Scheme has delayed the progress, and the contractors also have taken the Water Service Authority to court. So those aspects delay implementation. Chair, lack of project management capacity in implementing agents, and that's particularly in terms of the municipalities which we've been using as implementing agents, has been problematic, and the department will be using going forward to a great extent the services award boards to improve capacity. And Minister, together with the department, we're looking at also increasing the footprint of those water boards to get a better coverage across the country. Program 5 in terms of water sector regulations, where the expenditure is sitting at 39%, largely as a result of unfilled vacant posts, late submission of invoices in respect of the compulsory licensing framework, for monitoring and auditing, as well as the payment to the Water Research Commission, which payments to the Water Research Commission, which has contributed to the underspending. But if you look at the total budget of that particular program, Chair, it's 114 million in relation to an 8.8 billion rand program. So while they are only at 39%, and I'm not saying that it's okay for them to be at that level, it's a small, quite a small component of the department's overall budget. And they do feel that they will be able to make up on that. In terms of the International Water Corporation, many of the expenses coming out of the that particular program will be seen during the third quarter, particularly relating to the appointment of some new staff and also the costs that have been incurred with regard to a JICA seminar. That's the Japan donor agency and some donor round tables, which will only happen during the third quarter. Then, of course, the issue, not of course, but also aspects relating to late procurement of assets and stationery. There's also a strategic session that's been planned, which will only happen in the third quarter, and our payment for the RASACOM officers, which is our responsibility as the host country for RASACOM. RASACOM chair is the Orange Senkwe Commission, which is shared basin commission where we host the secretariat for that, and those payments only happen during the third quarter. Likewise, the transfer payments for membership fees to AMCAL, that's the African Ministers Committee on Water, those payments can only be made on receipt of the invoices, which we haven't received yet. And also, Chair, we've taken action in terms of reducing certain expenditure by reducing the number of officials that attend international conferences and meetings. And by way of example, there was a substantial reduction in the size of delegation which attended the Stockholm World Water Week this year compared to previous years. But that's part of the steps being taken by the department to cut back on some of the expenditure. COE, slow filling of the vacancies, reason for under expenditure there. And then of course, not of course, why do I always say that, the training courses, they are scheduled to be undertaken during the second and third quarter of this year, so payment in the second half of the financial year. Likewise, the procurement of certain computer software and the payments for registration fees to the World Water Council, the International Water Association membership, and the OECD. The Chair, I'm stuck with the acronym there. I'll come back to the acronym. OECD, I'll come back to it. Economic Community Development, yeah, thank you for that one. But my apology for just using the acronyms. We so, even correspondents have referred them in that way. But those membership fees only become due now in the third quarter, Chair, and those will be paid, which will push the expenditure. And likewise, if you look at Water Corporation in terms of the overall budget of the department, there's a budget of 25.8 million. So the under expenditure there, while unacceptable, makes quite a small contribution towards the bigger picture in the department. The details of the adjustment estimates, Chair, I'm not going to go through all of the items line by line, but we give a table there of the items as we requested as rollovers. And you'll see there the total request of rollovers was 443 million. We were, in terms of the adjustment appropriation, if acceptable or recommended by this committee, the rollovers would be in the order of 460 million. The principal reason for those rollovers, while we give a line-by-line reason for those rollovers, as I don't have to point out to you there, the department only spent 90% of its budget in the 2011-12 financial year, and these rollovers of 443 that we applied to National Treasury was in respect of programs where we already had made commitments in the 2011-12 financial year, and we needed to complete them during the 12-13 financial year, and that was the justification for those particular rollovers. If I just use one as an example, the construction of the Mutsi Block water supply scheme, there was 20 million rand there which would have been paid in the last week of March of the last financial year, but there was a capturing error. Instead of going through as 20 million, it went through initially as 200 million, and it had to be reversed. But there wasn't enough time to then recapture that payment. And if you look at the payments affected, you'll see that the payment has now indeed been made. No, 20 million. We reversed it, Chair. The checks and balances which the CFO has in place, they were able to detect that before it went through. Not in time for us to be able to recapture it before the end of the financial year. Chair, reasons for the rollovers are given there. Really, all of them as a result of us having committed to those activities at late start and needing to get confirmation that we could continue with those projects during the financial year. So the reasons are in the presentation there, Chair, and I will skim over them if I could. The environment shifting of funds, that's also covered in the adjustment appropriation bill, where there was environment of 6.2 million from administration and going essentially into regional implementation and support, the 2.5 million there around there for the gender programs, where that expenditure takes place in the regions or in our provinces rather than at the national level, so it's putting the expenditure at the correct place. And International Water Corporation, an environment of 3.7 million to cover the funding of posts and the newly established infrastructure, also to cover the goods and services required for those newly appointed staff. So the declaration of savings, Chair, in terms of the instructions that we had from National Treasury, we had to, even though we got 400 odd million as rollovers, we also had to look at efficiency savings in the department, and were required to declare some 227 million. It wasn't without pain that we had to do that, but it was understandable that National Treasury squeezed us to make those savings, given the fact that we were sitting at only 30% expenditure in the department. So the savings were made in terms of administration, water sector management, 72 million, water infrastructure management, 22 million, regional implementation and support, 93 million, water sector regulation, 4, and international water cooperation, 1 million, totaling 227 million in total. And we just reflect that those savings in terms of the economic classification, and then some of the reasons there. We had to declare savings essentially in terms of unfilled vacant posts, which would take a while to fill due to the strict requirements of the OSDs, and then also savings against those vacancies which we wouldn't be able to fill during the current year. We've also had to make cost savings in goods and services around catering, consultant costs, the use of venues and facilities, travel subsistence and machinery and equipment. In the infrastructure, just to allay the concerns you might have as making savings on the infrastructure side, the savings there on projects where there have been some delays due to industrial action at the Dewart Dam, and then the safe delivery of some of the pipes for the bulk distribution system from Dewart, and also problems with regard to land access in that on that bulk pipeline from the Dewerp Dam. If I could just ask Zondile just to help me with the acronym, the BSRD project, which is that one? I should have known that. The Dam Safety Rehabilitation Program. There are some delays in the appointment of professional service providers, and then cost optimization measures implemented in respect of the water trading projects in the water trading entity. So the water trading entity have looked at the whole basket of projects, and they've had a look, see how they can optimize the costs and improve our implementation programs there. Machinery and equipment, the savings declared there, funds being budgeted for procurement, laptops, computers and office furniture as a result of unfilled posts and some delays that we've incurred due to late procurement of furniture and ID equipment. Chair, I do give some figures there on the infrastructure development program, just showing where we sit at the moment against the annual budget forecast and the percentage actual versus budget. Year to date, we're sitting at 80% on the infrastructure development program. On the Nandoni, there's Mayor Zondi Lamate will talk to that one in particular. Our projection was to be 48% at this stage, but year to date, actual expenditure is sitting at 32%. That she will talk to the aspects around the delays and what they will be doing to ramp up performance there to deal with that. So some of the reasons for under expenditure there, the project expenditure not measured in the straight line. It's measured against the cash flow projection. So while we show 20%, the straight line measurement of 50%. And that under expenditure, I've already touched on the industrial action, the BDS, and the dam safety rehabilitation program. So my apologies for repeating that. The $22 million that I indicated is that the water trading entity was required to pay 25% as part of the social contribution to the Mokolo Crocodile Water Augmentation in terms of the budget of 87 million rand for the project, but that payment was in fact made last year, so that's where the savings is affected this year. So the allocation of 87 million has been reprioritized, 65 million transferred to other projects, and that's where the 22 million is reflected as a savings because that payment was made during the last financial year. The plan of action to deal with the underspending is that there's been a recovery plan that's drafted, and Mario will talk to that in greater detail to deal with lost time due to industrial action at the Werp Dam. The trading entity is also in the process of establishing a drawdown database for the use of PSPs to be able to source in engineering skills on an as-required basis while we also fill our posts. The acquisition of pipes and the bulk distribution system on from the Werp Dam has been prioritized, and that 600 billion on that project should indeed be spent, but it's anticipated that the payments also for the power supply would be made in the third quarter of this year. PSP for the upgrading of our enterprise resource planning system, that SAP, will be made in the fourth quarter, and we have detailed project plans which have been developed with project scheduling per activity which have been presented in terms of making sure that we reach the projected expenditure on each project. But Mombasa would be able to share that information on each of the, not Mombasa, Mate, sorry, on each of those projects. Demand plans have been developed on place. They're speeding up the procurement process without, of course, deviating from the PFMA and regulations, treasury regulations, and ensuring that the contractors invoice the trading entity on time. We have experience in the department chair where there's a lag between the work being done and the contractors invoicing the department, and the trading entity through under the aegis of the acting CFO are making sure that those invoices, that lag time is indeed closed down. And then there are regular progress reviews with the minister and the DG, and I've already covered the establishment of the CAPEX committee to deal with the overall infrastructure program. Chair, that is where I would stop. We do give some detail in the presentation there on the Nandoni pipeline in terms of the targets, the second quarter target actual at 69% at the moment, but I will ask Zonia to talk to that once we get in, after I've finished the presentation, and that's relating to the replacement of the GRP pipes with that steel pipeline. Thank you very much, Chair. I'm through the presentation. I can just ask Zandile Marte just to speak and give you a bit more detail on the Nandoni pipeline in particular. He requested us to, in terms of the letter as well.
Thank you. Indeed, Chair, that is what is happening, and one would have hoped that by this time the project would have picked up speed, but we became victims of our own policy. We are working on it. We have a KZ, one of the contractors that were appointed on the other side, is a KZ between an established company and a fairly new and emerging company from previously a disadvantaged group. We're working on it, Chair. What has happened is that we have sat down with the other contractor, the one who is new, the HDI is not doing very well on site, to an extent where we are looking at how we can, in the process, while supporting him, also make sure that we don't suffer in the process. Right now, what the instruction that has been given to the engineer, which is the last warning now to the contractor, was to say that if he cannot give us an accelerated plan on how he's going to recover his time before end of this year, which is December, the builders holiday being the 15th of December, we are then going to be compelled to remove it from site. He has brought in some machinery, but I think I must just disclose to the committee at this stage that we are really experiencing problems with that particular contract. Ideally, one would have said, because the other side, the other JV partner is at about 86% of his work, which is half of what we have given to them. There is also, one would have wanted to say that you rather take the other guy's option. It's not easy like that, because contractually the department will be at fault. We're working on this relationship, Chair. There is capacity on the ground. If we decide by next month to remove the contractor on site, capacity that we have mobilized, which is the other contractors that, remember, as we said, we are coming from three sides. The other contractors are very much willing to come in and close the gap of this guy. They were supposed to have finished by December. It does look like if he's able to recover before December, then he will continue, but he will still need support for us to be able to finish at least before the end of the financial year. Failing which, Chair, we will have to mobilize the other contractors to assist him. But we're still fairly confident that, seeing that we have contractors on site, if we do indeed decide to remove him from site, that they will jump into this thing. It's just one area that is affected, which is the Valdezia, which is the Valdezia pipeline. It is this, but as I said, that we've got our own construction company on site, we've got another contractor, then we've got the JV partner that is almost done with his work. We have gone up and we've spoken to the contractor, I think more than three times now, and the guy has been given enough chance, because we were caught in a situation where you don't want to also not be understanding that the policies of government sometimes may want you to be lenient, but at this stage, the decision is that we have to get rid of the guy, unfortunately.
can't appoint the wrong person and say this is of government. No. It's fine, but you didn't tell us another part about the litigation progress.
May I request that our corporate services team maybe are they here? Legal Services Council. So I think we will recover, and I don't know if I will recover it with some pain, because I don't think we will finish it with the contractor. Then at the WOP, we are, as you know, about 8 weeks behind. We have put in more shifts. We have put in more shifts and more resources on the ground. There is a plan, an accelerated plan. We are confident that much as we lost those 8 weeks, that we will spend all our money within this financial year, and we will also finish our dam with an exceptional return. Mm. Mm.
Up to the Valdezia Reservoir, the municipality, do you have a problem in terms of funding to get that water from that Valdezia Reservoir into town? That's an issue which we need to, which we are needing to deal with as well. I think they're needing an order of 230 million. Is that the rough figure?
Went out on tender. They had 200 million. The tender came out at 431. We are working on that to yes, Chair. We are working on how we can work together to finish the project. I think the instruction that has been given by the Minister on Nandoni is to say that in the next 18 months, how do you make sure that when we walk out of Nandoni, the whole dam is fully reticulated and all the people that were initially targeted with the dam are served. We are in that process. I think we'll come back when we report for the third term. We have sat with Milk, with Kota. We have sat down with Bembe, and we have sat down with Obani District Municipality, who all these areas are somehow linked to the Nandoni scheme, to say how much money do we need. And when we're looking at saying that we will spend our budget, we focus, the Minister is to say, focus on one area. The money must not go back. Where there is a gap in the other spheres of government, let's put our hands together. So in that case, that's why I'm a bit confident, but I didn't want to mention it now, Mr. Bazin, because we haven't finalized the plan. There is a proposal from the municipality side. We should be able to finalize it by the third day to know exactly how much do we need as a department, as the other district municipalities, to make sure that the whole area is fully reticulated. But with the municipalities, what is nice about it is that both municipalities have got tenders that are already running. They have not awarded the tenders because they didn't have the budget. So we're in the process of finalizing that whole budget. And when we come back, we will be focusing on the Nandoni distribution system, not only the area of water affairs, and we present accordingly.
I've done enough. I don't know whether Mayor Mbasa wants to add anything around her side. I'm through, Chair.
I give you for 20 minutes. It took 45. Honourable Mbasa. Honourable Sir. Honourable Sir. Honourable Sir.
Yes, sorry, Chair. Just a question which is not covered here. The backlog on the issuing of water licenses, how much is that still in the Republic? How many water licenses? What is the backlog at this stage? Secondly, Chair, I'm a bit concerned about the fact that, if I understood the lady correctly, that they're going to get rid of one of the contractors on the Nandani Dam. Now, you know that they've got to then go out to tender again, which is a lengthy process, and you're going to pay much more because a tender like that is much cheaper. And can they give us any indication as to what the situation might be there? Then, Chair, just a short one. I see in the shifts of IAMNS two instances of where CAPEX has been shifted to compensation of employees. Now, that's not permitted in terms of Section 43.31D of the TFMA. The one is amount is 1.285 million, the other one is 493,000. I would like to know what the department is doing about that because it's not permissible.
Thank you, Chair. First, a compliment. I think that positive sign from the department that they save on travel and on consultants, and I think we must say that this is a very positive outcome. My question is actually, Mr. Swart also raised that question now of the contractors. I also have a concern on that, so I'll skip that question. But my other question is on slide 11. That is your implementation support. That is the thing of the co-disposal of sludge. How far are they now with this agreement? Because that is also a very sensitive issue. And that thing of the contractors are already addressed. We also experienced problems with Perco. What are they doing with that? The broad travel, because that was also mentioned by the High Commission Canada that they experienced a lot of problems with this. And I think that that is on slide 13, that is the reimbursement of cost of the worker. Is that finalized or not yet? And then there's another question here. Give me a minute or two. That's the water section. That is the filling of the vacant posts. And, I know that these engineers is not easy to get actually quality engineers, and it's so important. But on the meantime, on the same slide, they also say they are busy with a recruitment program. Now, it looks for me every year we sit with the same problem with the vacancies and vacancies and vacancies. Is there any progress, or if they don't find the people in our country, are they going to advertise it overseas or what? So that is just a question for clarity. And then, Chair, only the last question. Just a minute. That is the reason for rollovers, rainwater harvesting tanks. Is it possible that we can have a report on that? That's on slide 22. The funds are already committed and service providers are already doing the work on the ground to protect these disasters. Can we also have a list of contractors of this one, as well as where are we now with this process? Thank you very much, Chair. That is of the people who are in the little slide 22. That's the service providers act. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Jefferson. You know, I'm looking at the spending of the department for 6 months. They are on 30%. And I'm just asking myself to say, 6 months, when are they going to reach the other percentage? And then when I look at their performance for the first 6 months, and I'm looking at when they are talking about additional rainwater harvesting tanks, they are supposed to have at least
the target was 7,000, and at this moment they're at 1.674. They're not even halfway of that. And the other thing is sources for poor farmers in terms of subsidies. It's supposed to be 750, and it's 180. And then in terms of licenses, it is supposed to be 250, it's 92. All of these things, water treatment, they're not even reaching half of it, and you are already on the 6 months. Now I want to understand, how are they going to do that? On the 7th, we're not even on the 6th, we're on the 7th month. Because for me it becomes a concern for this kind of understanding. And then in terms of the way they are shifting their budget from vacancies for other things, are they saying to me, these vacancies are not important? You know, at this moment, South Africa has got so much high unemployment rate, and we still have vacancies in our department. Or are you holding those jobs for your children to get qualified before you can hire? Because seriously, you can't take so long. Simply or for your friends and, you know, those kind of things. And then in terms of the household, they've also shifted money there. And in terms of the PFSA, Section 43, it does not allow you to do that because that is a capex. Now, how come you are able to do that? I'm not so sure what is really happening here. So until we are clear, there are certain lots of things that are not up to standard. And I don't know, I'm just asking myself a lot of questions, you know. And especially when you get a post today, say that contract, we've agreed, 1, 2, 3, 4, and you don't see it in black and white. For me, it's a talk shop. For us, that we didn't talk too much as parliamentarians. Yeah, and the reality is today, things are not happening within the time. I'll stop for now here, just so.
Okay, Honorable Jengen. We can't proceed until you ask. Okay. thank you. It's fine, but I'm sure you were here when the members were talking about the medium-term expenditure framework. Does it work? You know, we suppose, for instance, to be having an idea as to one. I think today we know what the baseline for 2013, 2014 will be. But until in the year. In fact, let's start by the objective of the MTA. My understanding is that there should be predictability. Everyone should know what is it that we are going to do next year, the other year, other year, and so forth, so that we can plan in time, we can be able to do this thing on time. But now, we wait now until the year when we're supposed to implement it. Then we start with the tenders, we start with everything. So that's why we ask him, does MTF, or is it called National Tolerance Day? National Tolerance, go back to the old day. People shouldn't know how much they're going to get the following year. That's on the budget day, the first time they hear about it. So that it makes sense that there should be no planning, there's no reason to plan, because you don't know how much you're going to get, you know. Because when you know, you don't do it. That's one question. The other question is around the vacancies. I'm sure my colleague touched on the issue of vacancies. I, I think I want to emphasize, Professor, what is the problem with appointing vacancies? You know, you need other people. Let's say, no, we're not employed. We're qualified, but we can't get employed. Now the colleagues say, maybe we want to go overseas or we don't have the skills in the country. Because the skills, critical skills that you're not employing are the ones that are holding the expenditure behind. Why is it that we're not employing? What is the problem? So it's just to make us understand, make us understand there is a problem. The government, Nandui. You know, how many times have you been to Nandui? How many times? Two times? What?
Two.
Twice have you been there? Every time you go there, there's an unilateral action. Sorry? Every time we go there, there's an inappropriate action. You know what the people do there in Nandui when there's an inappropriate action? They hide it from us, you know? We hear that there's an inappropriate action there. We ask them, say, no. We sorted out. Only to find that it's not sorted out. You come back, you read from the paper. No, there's an inappropriate action actually taking place there. The workers are demanding that and that. I mean, it was there day one. When we went there, there was an industrial action. Somebody that time was hit, there's an industrial action. You had a manager there. No, we're not members. We're sorting it out now. People are going to work. Maybe we're not members. What are we not doing sometimes? We used to offices, you know. We move from offices here in Cape Town, we go to offices. We don't speak to the people, you know, to hear from themselves. Yeah. Why is it that there's industrial action every day, you know? And I think that means we're guilty ourselves. We have not done that. We speak to the same, what you call, officials that we're speaking to. We go with them and speak to them as well. The Nandoni, yes, there's no report around litigation, but I don't know, you know, I wish, do we know today how much we have spent on Nandoni, and how much was originally what you call it budgeted for there, for that. Now, actually, we saw it was in the press. Nandoni was on the press some months back. That the people in land there, you know what the people are saying now. People are saying we're not delivering to them until the protest. I'm not sure whether waiting for the day. The people in there, in those areas, protect, and then we will be able to accelerate the progress. I'm worried about the pipes that have been bought now for Duo. Whether they're the correct pipes now, because the experience in that area that we don't order the right pipes. You know, then the expenditure grows up because we're not ordering the right thing and we're not making anyone accountable for that. That's the last comment is around this asset management drainage. I was trying to check the percentage as to how much is it the budget for this asset management drainage, so that one could understand its impact on the understanding, you know. Okay. Oh, interesting.
thank you. I'm going to get my colleagues just to help with the responses, but if I could just, before responding, there was a third point that Honourable Hildeblom raised, which I didn't hear too well. I think it was around Durko, I think you were...
Sure, Chair, I mentioned it because I see there is also, when you travel to foreign countries, you have to pay direct Durko. I see this amount that you said is part of your...
Okay.
If I can... If you can just look at your slide...
15.
I think slide 15. My question was, how far are we now? Is that in our difficult, or what is the situation there?
Okay. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you.
Chair, in terms of the... I'm going to just ask the colleagues, Tandeka, I'm going to start with you. I'm going to get Tandeka to talk to the water use licenses. All of the Nandoni issues, I'm going to ask Zandile Mate to deal with those. And Chair, if we could deal with them collectively rather than answering to each, is there some common issues across each of the questions asked by the honourable members. I will deal with the AMD question. I'm going to ask CFO to deal with the shifting of CAPEX to COE in terms of Section 49 of the PFMA. There were three questions in that regard. And in terms of all of the recruitment matters, I'm going to ask Teleni to touch on the recruitment matters. Tandeka will touch on the rainwater harvesting, the resource per farmers, and those questions that were asked then. And so that's, I'll deal with the last one, Chair, on the AMD. Can I start with you, Tabitha, then move to Bobby Singh, and then go to Zandile, and then to Tim.
Thank you, Chair, and honourable members. The first question on the current backlog on licenses. For what we defined as the backlog, the number, I don't have the exact figures, Chair, I could make this available. We're standing at about plus or minus 300. But we also have backlog from last year, which is to 2011. And if one looks at what the applications, new license applications that we received last year, we are about 1,200. That's an estimate. Chair, I need to mention the measures that we have put in place to try and deal with this. And I need to start by saying when we started, we had a backlog of more than 3,000. So we had to deal with backlog since 2010. So we're now at plus or minus 300. So we worked very hard through the NZMA team to deal with backlog. We're also going forward and making sure that we don't have backlogs when it comes to licensing. We're going to continue with the current NZMA approach where we're bringing people from various regions, specialists, sourcing expertise that's required to assess licenses, and we will be focusing on only four regions that have the highest backlogs. That will be Mpumalanga, Western Cape, Gauteng, and Northwest, and most of them are licensing. So there are measures that we have put in place to deal with the backlog. Progress on rainwater, thanks to the fact that we have not met
sorry,
our target.
These measures, at the beginning I said I know how passionate you were about the new measures. That was when we were speaking to you about the third quarter response. To me, I don't know when they are going to move from being measures to implementation. That was when we met, it must have been around March. And when are these turnaround strategies or what, going to shift now here from being a plan to action? So that really we can realize, because next year people are going to apply, continue applying every day. I think the something that you need to address, where are you going to move towards now, implementation?
Thanks, Chair. Chair, let me be clearer on what we have done. We have strategically analyzed progress to date, and we decided that we're going to have to focus on provinces that have the highest backlogs. That is why we're focusing on those. We have we are creating the position of a national program manager that should be advertised very soon. We have already interacted with HR with regards to the what needs to go into the work plan of this program manager. Through the restructuring process, we are looking at creating a unit within at head office that will focus a much more permanent unit that will focus mainly on this function. But we also say it's one of the core functions of the department. It has to be well institutionalized. So through the restructuring process that we're currently busy with, we're also looking at creating a permanent position for this function in the region. We have, we're looking at the specialists as well, Chair. The interim measures, whilst we're advertising and we're getting difficulties with getting the access that we require, our colleagues from Asia will talk about the difficulties we experience when we want to hire the technical experts due to OSD. They will explain. But we've advertised plus or minus 200 contract homes, and it was a way of bypassing some of the difficulties that we have that come with OSD. So one is looking at interim measures whilst looking at much more sustainable measures to make sure that the function is well institutionalized. Can I now move on to the question that was asked on rainwater tanks and why we have not met our target? That target was set in consultation, or rather within the working arrangement that we have under outcome 9 when we're working with rural development. At that time, the indication was that we would that would be the target, because ours is to support them with water and rainwater harvesting technologies for them to reach their own rural development objectives. However, we realize that we do not have enough money to actually deliver on this. The intention, Chair, is through the reprioritization within the department, we will be looking at shifting money from one program, from other programs that are underspending. So, in a nutshell, I would say that target was perhaps not a true reflection of how much we could attain, but we had to set it as our commitment in our support to the Department of Rural Development. The other question related to the support to resource poor farmers. Yeah, again, there we've got serious budgetary constraints. We're also hoping that in the budget meeting that we are going to have on the 16th of this month that the CFO chairs, we'll be able to shift funding from other spending programs to support this program, because it's quite critical to rural development. So the reason for under expenditure is not lack of performance, but rather lack of resources. I will end there.
That's why then we're asking, does NTF work? Because all the things that you're saying, you want this, you put this, because in the end, it's not that we're just thinking. If you're thinking, we'll not be able to see as Parliament. But if you come to Parliament and say, in terms of our annual performance plan, this is what we intend doing this year, we assume, maybe naively, that now you have thought out, it's a well thought out plan, that is the assumption we take. But I think that we must know or not, that we're wrong, actually. We mustn't think that things that are being announced, they have been well thought out, that they have been planned, you know? Because only people later, they might not, no, we don't have money. We plan something, but we don't have money. How we do that? How do we then know that as Parliament, that is that we pass in a credible budget.
because our job, it is very simple. If you say you will do 6 things, and you don't do those 6 things, then we ask you, why did you say you will do 6 things when you didn't know that you have a budget for it, or you can do that, but you don't have the necessary resources to achieve that. Because to us, within that department, they are well-resourced to investigate these things in a position to say, this one will be able to do it. It's possible that you may not achieve it. It is possible. But I think that what you call it, your performance should really be one that says, no, here people are trying, but because of this, they might not have been able to achieve. But not where where the page that you are reading from, Mamutu. As members of the family, we just what you call in rapper setting the project, you know. So what you're going to do is fine. No, fine, next. You know? But this is what you call a thing. They make the minister, they make the president, they make all of us to go to constituent office. No, this is going to happen. Mm-hmm. This is going to happen. Mm-hmm. And these people, they say, no, these members of parliament, they are liars. Mm-hmm. And you will prove how to be liars because the things that you say don't happen on the ground. But it's worse when you make the president to stand there, everybody watching on the State of the Nation address. Department A is going to do 1, 2, 3. Department B is going to do this thing. But for things that have not been well thought out, that have not been planned properly, if the department does know if these things are going to happen. So that's why the question is, does the medium-term expenditure framework, is it working? Or we should ask whether to throw it away. It's not out of the window to say, no, this thing is not working. Because even what now we hear now, that no, even those 10, what are they called? Harvest water stands. You seem to be saying to us, it's actually not your target, but the target of the rural was to call it development. But you are accepted to it, that now we'll do this thing. And only later you find out you don't have a budget. Not even asking them if they have a budget to do this thing. We have not even done 25% of them. Therefore, you want to respond to this question of how do you do your budgeting in the department?
Chair, in terms of the budgeting versus the annual performance, we are looking at that as a department. I must admit that in terms of the alignment of the estimate national expenditure against the annual performance was not in line. And what we have done as a department, we have started with the discussions around the planning, so that when we link the budget, we link the budget with the performance of what we are intending to do as a department. But I must admit that in terms of financial year 12 and 13, the alignment was not there. But going forward, the alignment will be there.
Thank you, Chairperson. I was just thinking when the CFO said that there was no alignment 2012-2013. Sure. You know what? Maybe we need to say your budget that you are going to do, it must have a plan. It must come together. The budget must be together with the plan and the implementation plan. Then if they are as three as they are to simplify this, it makes it easier because you do the thing is, it should be easier to, for you to say, in the time frame, when are we going to implement all those things? Because we've got a budget, but there is no plan for that budget. We are just budgeting for the sake of budget. And I'm just asking myself, when we do budget, who is doing the budget? After that, all of the stakeholders should be involved. If, let's say, we'll be having, in terms of water regulation or whatever, everybody must be on board so that you can support each other. Now, at this moment, it's like you're working in silos. Everybody sitting in a little corner and thinking that this is going to happen instead of planning together. So I suggest that your future plan should have a budget, it should have a plan, and an implementation plan and time frame. Because here we are talking, and then we're talking about the quarter, and the second quarter, and the third quarter. So it's too big. My actual date, actual time, actual everything, so that we can be able to take it from the shepherd. If the CFO is saying that for this year it was not like that, I'm getting very worried. Thank you.
I think it's the same question, it's the same, it's in line with what my colleague asked. I don't want to assume that I understand the lady and then later on and discover that we were talking differently. You can you explain what you mean by the
I think the Honourable Mufula has mentioned is the alignment of the annual performance plan, which is the indicators and the targets that the department is projecting to perform on, versus the MPEF, which is the estimated national of expenditure. And rightfully, I think the Honourable has mentioned that if we can have those three into place, which is the performance plan linking to the budget and linking to the implementation plan, that will be the perfect status. And I've indicated that we are in that route. Actually, we have already had the sessions for aligning the budget as well as the performance plan of the department.
Previously, you were just switch off your audio. Does it mean that it's only now that you discover that you were not aligning your plan to your performance? Is it only now, is something that you have discovered now that you are asking? I hear that you are saying it's something that you are working on. Something that you are working on. My problem, Chaplain, is that these departments come here, they say the same thing. You know, they'll come again, they did not see. No, we understand. Now that members are saying we understand. I don't know how they planned, and I think it is important that we must see this person. We see everything so that we are able to hold them accountable. Because I don't believe that they might put figures that are not equal to what they will be doing. But we are not there to interrogate those figures. We come later in the party, and that's why it's a bit difficult for us. I think we have to find a way of seeing these plans from the beginning, not later, Because when we see them in the beginning, we'll be in a position to see that this is not going to work. This is going to work. And then we don't end up in what we, in the position that we are in. But it will be the last time, actually, it must be jotted down in the minutes of this committee, that there will be no problem of misalignment. Now that they are saying they have discovered it and they are working on it, when they come back later on and they won't tell us about non-aligned or non-alignment of the plan. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I was a few minutes, but so my apologies if you have already raised that question. That is the problem that we experienced from our first trip, you know, with the people at the WIP dam. I think the WIP dam were the owners of the mines and with the department about this water, the price of the water. I think, I'm not certain if that's on slide 11. Is there agreement with this thing now? How far are they? What is the progress with this thing? Because the mines don't want to pay us and the department, or I think there's some the problem that we experienced there. The mines are a little bit difficult, and to come about, I think, lead to kiloliter, the price of kiloliter or something like this. I just want to know, what is the progress now on this thing? Is that thing, is it finalized or not yet? And where are we now with this? Thank you, Chair.
Come. I'm really in a difficult situation. You know, I mean, the question you're asking is a relevant question. That's why we have decided, from all the questions that you've been asked, to take now this approach of saying, well, how are they doing their budgeting? So I think that your interest is more what you call irrelevant. But again, I think maybe we could accept the proposal that Honorable Ingeni is putting across to say the department is saying they are working on that plan. And by the way, that she's saying that it's not sufficient to hear that they are working on the plan. We must see the plan ourselves. Between now and the 20th, I'm sure this one, unlike the previous one, where we said they will have to appear before before the 20th. And now, even making that one to come back, in terms of compiling this report, they are putting us in a difficult situation. I thought that we had sufficient time. But I think we need one of members as a committee to say, I know that our hands are full in terms of intervening on these issues, where we can say, let's see this plan. Let's have a session where we see the plan that you say there's a plan. Many people say there's a plan. There's no plan. We don't know. But we would want to see the plan. So I think that what we should be doing is to say, let's get the plan. I know Ms. Madi, with this department, Mr. Parson, with this department, when you were active, if you're asking for information, oh, I'm telling you, if you get a response, you're lucky. I can tell you. If you get a response from this department, you must be very, very lucky. If we say we want to see the plan, you say the plan is ready. Then, is the plan then, Mr. Balzo?
Chair, the plan for the current year, I indicated that on the 26th.
Excuse me?
Sorry.
The question that we are asking is, the CFO said you have recognized that there are challenges in terms of aligning what you set to achieve and what you call it, other processes aside. Now you're trying to align these things together so that come 2013, 2012, when the budget is presented, so you can present to Parliament a credible, what you call it, annual performance plan. What we are asking is that work on progress? Is there a plan on the table to ensure those things that are being corrected. Is there a plan? But if you say yes, you must know that you would want to see the plan. We don't want us to hear that the plan is there. We'll want to see the plan. I don't want you to say yes here when there is no plan. Is there a plan?
That's what I was going to tend to respond to. The final aligned plan is not on the table as yet. The last combined Manco session we had was on the 26th, which was part of our process of preparing the APP for 2013-14 to make sure that that plan is fully aligned. We had a number of sessions leading up to the 26th. The second draft of our plan we will be presenting to Minister at the end of this month. We also have had engagement of Portfolio Committee of expressing the similar concerns to what you and the members are expressing this morning. And with the Portfolio Committee, they are scheduling to have a workshop with the department early in January to go through that plan. So we are working towards having a credible plan available for that workshop in January, which I will work through with us before we go into the process of tabling the APP for 2013-14. So the plan, fully aligned plan, is not on the table at this stage. We're working through that process, Chair.
The project that is well in progress. Honoured members, there you are, the plan, they're working on the plan. End of the month, supposed to report to tailor to the Minister. The Portfolio Committee planning a workshop for early in January. Trying to summarize what is being said on the
reunion. When in our workshop, who is responsible in terms of delaying this workshop? We should be arranging the workshop. We've been saying these things because if we get to that workshop, all these unanswered questions, because it won't be one day. The unanswered and the way forward and the plan. Because I think they have found a way of answering questions. You see the work in progress, not only them, all these departments, it's work in progress. And when you dig in this work in progress, it's just a response that is coming here, now that you are asking questions. Now, when are we meeting them? Can we then take this thing upon ourselves? We have said it last time, we will meet with this department, we'll go around all the time and not understand it. The issues of legal issues that are referred to, we need to look into the not one by one, all the legal issues that they have embarked upon as to where they are. There are a number of issues. So can we then take the responsibility to organize this workshop? Because I don't know whose responsibility it was.
You will correct me. You say the Portfolio Committee, or can you respond directly to this question?
Chair, the Portfolio Committee have indicated to us that they will schedule a workshop in January where we will be presenting to them our draft APP. They haven't as yet given us the date for that. But we are, in terms of our own program, we need to present or get to present our second draft to Minister at the end of this month so that that draft can go in as supporting documents with the chapter for the E&E in early December. And we need to make sure that there's alignment in the chapter of the E&E when we submit to December, but the workshop in January, Chair.
Sir,
Secretary,
you
know,
that's not my question, Chair. The answer is right, your response, but that's not what I'm asking. I'm asking the workshop that we wanted as the appropriations with the department. Not their workshop. No, that's why I'm saying, who is responsible? In fact, we should be taking initiative to organize this workshop because we've been talking about it. I can't talk about the postal community. I don't know the processes of the postal community.
Okay. I think that from my side, there might have been some confusion because I'm worried that the portfolio committee is arranging a workshop and we arrange something separately. But you're quite right, Marfianian, that a workshop that is initiated by us should be organized by us, and the type of reference of that workshop should be very clear as to what it is that we want to achieve. But for me, I would like us to say, let's come back to them with a date of that workshop. That's when we want to have the workshop in line with our program. So that from there, if it is possible to work with the portfolio committee, I'm sure so that we do that. And But I hope that maybe there should be consultation between ourselves and the portfolio committee and see if that can do our own alignment parliament as well. Because it's clear that we don't want to come back here. I think the reason why members are saying that is we don't want to come back here and say, no, now we're working on this, we have a plan now, and the plans turn out to be not working. The department is a very important department. It needs to deliver on this on their objectives. All these targets you put here, you put them because there was an honest intention to deliver on them. But I think that the honesty is something else. We must be informed by every corner process to do this thing. And I hope that from this process, there will come a credible annual performance plan that all of us can say we can have pride in passing because we know that it's credible. We know that it's something that is achievable. Well, sometimes it doesn't help to say, no, I want to reach heaven, because the place like that. If you can't do it, you have no plan. I think that for me, I am proposing that we close it at that. We plan to have the plan. We'll come back to you with the date. We'll consult with the department. But please, this work in progress. I mean, what we don't want to do, we could be demanding to see this work in progress tomorrow. But we respect the fact that you're saying the minister must still speak so that if you own, so everybody in the department has ownership of the office. That's why I said we'll come back with a date to you. But you're saying to us, with the proposals that you're making here for this adjustment, is something that can be achieved.
Chair, yes.
It's fine. Is there anything that you want to say more, Mr. Papa?
Chair, the only issues which you didn't respond to is on the AMD, but I can send that. I can send, I've got a report to which I can just leave with you.
So what are you going to do about it?
Report which covers the issues that were raised, which I can leave here with your with the Secretariat on the AMD. Unless you want me to answer it now.
No. I don't want you to. There are a number of questions. AD was the one that you said was responding. Only one person who responded in terms of the allocation you have made. So we didn't get those responses. If we say to you, now, we're closing the meeting, but we still want those responses anyway. Are we going to get those responses? Can you assure us that we'll get those responses? Because you could have responded now. But we're just saying, so go and give us these responses in writing. Because we, Ms. Martin, we don't want you to respond now. Your response, it raises more questions.
Mm.
We just want you to respond on what we have asked on in writing.
Mm.
And you give them to us. Today is Wednesday. If we could get them by Tuesday, when we have our next meeting. Comedian, you wanted to say something? Yeah. Well, on that note, thank you very much. Anything,
yeah, thank you very much.